What can we do to remain strong in our faith when life is filled with struggle and hardship? How can we honor and worship God amid trials and tribulations? Let's discuss. This is the Walking in Step with God podcast, and I'm Steve McDonald.
Welcome to the Walking in Step with God podcast. Here, we empower you to walk boldly with God. Follow our podcast to stay up to date with new content. Visit our website at walkinginstepwithgod.org for resources, videos of our messages, and more information about our ministry. Once again, that website is walkinginstepwithgod.org.
Hello, welcome to Walking in Step with God. I'm Steve McDonald. Today we explore the topic Worship Through Struggle as we wrap up our series, The Power of Worship. I hope you have enjoyed our previous messages as we learn about the power of worship in our lives and our walk with God. Find all of the message of this series on our YouTube channel within the Power of Worship playlist. Over the course of this series, we have explored many angles as it pertains to the importance of worship in our lives. We have discussed the importance of acts of worship being a part of everyday life. We have discussed the importance of worshiping without fear. Today, we explore the idea of the importance of worship amid struggle and hardship. It can be easy to make time for worship when things are going well in our lives, but when we are experiencing challenges, we may find ourselves struggling to muster the desire to worship. Amid trials and tribulations, we can be tempted to feel that God is not recognizing the hardship we are experiencing, and as a result, we may be further tempted to not worship God. We can be tempted to believe that He is not coming to our aid. We may feel very normal human emotions, such as anger and even resentment toward God. We may also feel that our difficult circumstances suggest we are not worthy of worship. Let's explore three things to remember to help us understand the importance of worship, even amid struggle, trials, and tribulation. Before we dive in, let's take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Have you been yearning for a deeper relationship with God, especially in the unusual times we're in? Here's your sign that your desires are being answered. 100 Steps with God is the spiritual guidebook you need to navigate this transformative journey you're embarking on. Filled with inspiring messages, this book is written to ignite your thinking and illuminate the path toward a rich, intimate relationship with God. The special edition delves deeper and includes scriptures, reflective prompts, and space to journal your thoughts. Visit www.100stepsbook.com to order your copy of the standard or special edition today and strengthen your bond with the Creator. Again, that's 100stepsbook.com. 100stepsbook.com.
Welcome back. Let's continue in our discussion of three things to remember that help us worship through struggle. Number one, God is with you. First and foremost, let us understand that God never said that we would not experience trials and tribulations in our lives. All of us have experienced good times and bad times. What is important to remember is that regardless of what we are going through, God never changes. God and His love, grace, and compassion are always the same. Amid your struggle, God is with you. He is aware of the circumstances, and He is aware of the challenges. He is aware of what led to your situation and what needs to occur for you to be aligned with His plans for you. He seeks to comfort you, to shine His face upon you, and let you know that He is near. Remember that no matter how difficult things may be, keep your eyes on God. as you are pushed and pulled, as you are stressed and strained, keep your eyes upon the Almighty God and ask Him to comfort you and give you peace. Number two, His plan is the perfect plan. Often, as we go through our lives, it is not always clear what choices should be made that will lead us to our best life. We all have goals and many of us have hopes and dreams, but only God knows the gifts He has planted in us and the path that would align us with our perfect plan. When we are going through a difficult time, it is possible that our own actions may have contributed to our circumstances. It is important to reflect on whether our choices have led us away from God's plan for our lives. There is nothing wrong with having goals and hopes and dreams, and there is nothing wrong with pursuing our hopes and dreams. We can even be successful in reaching our goals through education, careful planning, and hard work. There are times, however, when our life takes a turn for the worse, despite our best laid plans. What is important to remember is that God and only God knows the perfect plan for you. He knows the gifts He has planted in you. He knows the pathway in your life that will cultivate and activate these gifts. I invite you to consider that your plans for your life may not be the same as the perfect plan God has in store for you. When we are struggling, let us consider turning to the one who knows of a plan that is best for us. Number three, follow Him. The third and final point I want to make today is that we can worship God through struggle by following Him. We have established today that God is with us at every moment. We have also established that God's plan is the perfect plan. The good news is that if we have deviated from a plan that would lead us to our best life, God can work with us as we are, where we are. Once we decide to follow Him, He can lead us to a life that He knows is best for us. God can work with your current circumstances, no matter how complex or convoluted they may seem. You see, nothing is impossible for God. No thing is impossible for the one who created you, everyone you know, and the entire universe. You need only place your trust in Him. You need only to surrender your will to His will. I am not suggesting that this is an easy thing to do. I can honestly say it took me many years to reach the point I am right now, seeking God's will for my life. In fact, I still have work to do in some areas of my life where I confess I try to cling on to my own plans. But these moments are fewer and fewer as time goes on. If you are struggling in your life, I want to encourage you to go before God, surrendering your will to Him. Ask Him to lead you. Ask Him to show you the way. Today we learned three things to remember when we are struggling in life that allows us to worship God even as we are in trials and tribulations. We learned that no matter how difficult things may seem, God is with us at every step. He knows the exact circumstances we are in and even knows things that we do not. We learned how that despite our efforts to seek out goals and dreams, only God knows the best plans for us. Lastly, we explained the importance of following God and placing our trust in Him for our plans in life above our own plans. Worship through struggle can be a difficult thing to do, but if we can remember to keep our eyes on God first and foremost, we can follow His light and His love to a full and rewarding life, one that is prosperous, blessed, and full of abundance. Are you struggling in your life? Turn to God. Ask Him to lead and guide you to the life that He has in store. Ask Him to show you what you have yet to see or know. Share your heart's desires, your dreams, and your goals, but ask Him to reveal to you His will for your life. Let's wrap up in prayer. Almighty God, we come before you this day. We thank you for the wisdom that has been shared today. We thank you for using me as a vessel to shine a light upon how we should maneuver through times of difficulty and challenges, what our posture should be towards you as we are dealing with any kind of situation that is overwhelming and leaving us confused, things that are convoluted and out of our control. In these situations, we still can worship you, Lord. We still can include you in our life. We still can partner with you each and every day. So, Lord, we ask that when we are dealing with trials and tribulations, that you can touch our heart, that you can touch our mind, that you can lead and guide and honor our steps, that when we cry out to you for help, that you will lead and guide us to the plan and path that not only deals with the situation at hand, but also leads us to your perfect plan. Thank you so much, Father God. Amen. Are you interested in learning more about the sources guiding this message? I invite you to stay tuned after the break for our Going Deeper with the Word segment. Here we examine how God's Word provides clear guidance and direction about worshiping God despite struggles, trials, and tribulations. If you're catching this episode on YouTube or in our Facebook group, please be sure to click that like button. Also, be sure to leave comments about today's message and your own experience on worshiping and trusting God despite your circumstances. If you are new to our ministry, please subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow our podcast so that you are notified of future messages. I'll be right back.
Some messages just hit differently. And if this message has touched your heart and you want to experience it again, you can watch the video online at walkinginstepwithgod.org/messages. God bless you.
The greatest way that you can get involved with this ministry is to be involved in the community. Here are four specific ways. Join the discussion by asking and engaging with questions in our community space. Share a prayer on our prayer wall or take some time to pray for others. Has our ministry impacted your walk with God? Then share your story and inspire others. Lastly, you can support our ministry as a financial partner so that we can expand our reach and grow the community. Learn more about these opportunities to get involved by visiting walkinginstepwithgod.org/get involved.
Welcome to Going Deeper with the Word. In this segment, we welcome people of all backgrounds, religious or not, to review the Word of God. The Word of God provides guidance, direction, and instructions for living our lives and walking with God. Today, we examine how God's Word provides clear guidance and direction on worshiping through struggles, trials, and tribulations. Let's review examples of God's Word that can lead and guide our steps and back up the principles we discussed in today's message. I'll be reading scripture today from the Amplified Bible. Here's our first verse. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand. In this verse, we hear God explain through the prophet Isaiah that he is with us. We need not be afraid during difficult times because God is aware of our circumstances and will lead us. Notice the reference to holding hand. Much as a loving parent might hold a child in love and compassion. We also see a reminder in the Amplified Bible that God's support is one of justice, power, victory, and salvation. Have you ever experienced a challenging time in your life where you sensed God was near? Share your experience in the comments. Let's have a look at another verse. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In this verse, we hear from God through the prophet Jeremiah. We see a clear reference to the fact that God, the creator of all things, knows the plans and thoughts he has for us. Today we explored the idea that there is nothing wrong with having our own plans, hopes, and dreams. There is nothing wrong with doing everything we can to pursue our plans. But in this verse, we hear God very clearly saying he has plans for us that will bring peace, well-being, and not end in disaster. If we know that God's word is truth, doesn't it make sense to seek God's plans for us first and foremost? Is there an example of a time in your life when you asked God to direct you to his plans for you instead of your own? What were the circumstances and what did you learn? Share with us in the comments. Let's look at one last verse. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your path straight and smooth. This is a very popular verse in our ministry. Here, King Solomon explains that we must place our trust in God. When we find ourselves in circumstances where we are struggling and experiencing challenges, we must consider that God knows far more than we know. We must not assume that our own insight or understanding is complete. Only God has a full view of our situation, so we should do our best to trust and rely upon him, knowing he will make our path and our plan smooth and straight. Is there an example of a difficult time in your life where you trusted God and learned later that you did not have the full insight into the situation? Let us know in the comments. When we are facing struggles and hardships, let us not lose hope. Let us stay in a posture of worship. Let us keep our eyes to the Lord, knowing he is with us at every moment. Let us ask him to lead us from our current situation to his perfect plans for us. Thank you for your time in reviewing these verses with me today. Please be sure to share in the comments how these or other examples of God's word have helped you worship amid struggles and hardship. Thank you for the opportunity to share encouragement. Here at Walking in Step with God, we truly appreciate your support. We are fully committed to Christ and the community. We invite you to join us in fellowship and to seek opportunities for fellowship in your local community as well. Have an amazing week, and we will catch you next time. Bless you.
Thank you for listening. Please share this podcast with others if this message has blessed you. Consider becoming a supporter of Walking in Step with God to help others walk boldly with God. Visit our website at walkinginstepwithgod.org to learn more.